عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيها الناس إن الله طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا وإن الله أمر المؤمنين بما أمر به المرسلين فقال تعالى يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم ثم ذكر الرجل يطيل السفر أشعث أغبر يمد يديه إلى السماء يا ربي يا ربي ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وملبسه حرام وغذي بالحرام فأنى يستجاب فأنى يستجاب لذلك رواه مسلم. حضرت ابو هريره رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, Allah Ta'ala is pure and accepts only that which is pure. Allah Ta'ala issued the same command to the believers as He issued to the messengers. Allah Ta'ala issued the same command to the believers, the same command that He gave to the messengers, to the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. What command He gave to the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam? O messengers, eat of the pure and do good. And He said, O believers, eat of the pure which we provided you with. Now what does what pure means? It's something that is wholesome, something that is good, something that is halal. Firstly halal, but also over and above halal, something that is good for the body, something that is 100% pure. Sometimes what happens is we just generally look, is this thing halal, is this thing not halal? That's basically where we stop. But we should try and go one step further. Is this thing good for us or is this thing not good for us? Sometimes a thing can be halal, but it's not good for us. A simple example, like a person diabetic and now he's pushing cold drink. Now that cold drink is not good for him. It's got high in sugar, it's got preservatives, it's got colorants, it's got different things. It's not good for the body. So now the thing may be halal, but is it tayyib? Is it pure? Is it good? Is it wholesome? So this is what Shariat is asking us to look. They don't just stop to see whether a thing is halal. Something may be refined, very refined. It may make a beautiful cake, it may make a beautiful confectionaries, but it's not good for the body. So try and avoid that. Eat those things that are pure, those things that are good. Allah Pak is pure, Allah Pak likes those things that are good. Don't just stop at that level where something is proven to be halal and that's where it is. Yes, now for the masses, because it's difficult, so this is not something that is made an issue. Can't make it an issue. It's difficult for the people. Now imagine you tell the people, don't stop there and go further. But where a person himself is able to, then he should try and progress to that level. Whatever he's taking is 100% pure, is 100% good. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. So Allah ta'ala said, O messengers, eat of the pure and do good. And He said, O believers, eat of the pure which we provided you with. Allah Ta'ala then mentioned about a person. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned about a person, one that takes a long journey with disheveled hair and dusty clothing. He stretches out his hands towards the heaven saying, Oh my sustainer, oh my sustainer. So this person, I imagine he's a musafir. A musafir's duas are generally answered. So the person is out, far away from home. He's now expressing his inability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person is undertaking a long journey, his hair is disheveled, got dusty clothing, he's stretching out his hand towards the heaven and he's crying out, Oh my sustainer, oh my sustainer, oh my Rabb. But Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mentioning, but his food is not halal, his drink is not halal, his clothing is not halal, and his sustenance is not halal. How can his dua be accepted? How can Allah Pak accept his duas? One other thing we learn from here is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging us to go to the highest level. Go one higher than halal, go to the highest level. Can you imagine getting involved in those things that are doubtful, how bad that is? And then can you imagine getting involved in those things that are haram? So therefore we have to be very, very careful that we don't ever go near haram. Yeah, Nabi sallam talking about the highest that we should be aiming for. Then we shouldn't go into even doubtful things. Then we should aim to go even above halal, going for those things that are only pure and those things that are only good. And after all, it's only going to do good for us. Something that is good, it's pure, it's only going to do good for us. It's not going to do anything harmful to us. Yes, maybe taste-wise, maybe in a bit of more exertion, more effort is required to acquire those things. But at the end of the day, we want to acquire the best for ourselves in everything else. Why not when it comes to our food items, our income items? It was very interesting, very nice to hear one brother mentioned the other day to me that he wanted to give everything as a waqf. Everything he owned, he wanted to give it as a waqf. In other words, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the benefit of the public. This was his niyat. But he said, this is my waqf document, have a look at it and tell me if everything is correct. So I looked at it and I told him that certain things will be needing some tweaking, need to get a legal expert to just put the legal language in here, that certain things needed to be changed. He told me that it doesn't matter whatever the cost it is. Imagine, firstly, he's giving all his assets in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the benefit of the poor, the benefit of the needy, etc. He's giving everything. But now he's worried and he's telling me it doesn't matter whatever it costs, whatever the legal cost may be, I'm not concerned about that. I don't want to answer on the day of Qiyamah that I did something that was wrong in the dunya. Firstly, he's giving everything away, and then he's concerned that I don't want to do something wrong so that I must answer. So he's being so careful that even in his donations also, that I don't want to do something wrong. Whatever the cost, then he says, I'm happy to pay in the dunya, I don't want to pay in the akhirat. So that should be the mentality of a Muslim. Rather I pay in the dunya, but I don't want to pay in the akhirat. Whatever I'm doing, whether it's the treatment of my staff, it's the salaries of my staff, the salaries of the maid, it is the work that I'm giving the maid, if I is working them extra than they're supposed to be working, then it's not lawful for me to do. I should be paying them extra because their time is only a certain amount, or the job description is only a certain amount. Like that, when it comes to a person's customers, a person's suppliers, am I treating them fairly, or am I taking advantage of them because of the financial situation? So all these things add up to see what is tayyib, what is good, what is wholesome, what is pure. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking. Is the money that I'm getting, am I taking anything interest? Am I taking any doubtful items? Am I selling any grey stock that I'm not sure about, is stolen or what? Person is continuously on a check. Now this is what is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. May Allah Ba'a give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen.